This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today is the first Friday of the month, and if you've been listening to this program for almost any amount of time, you might remember that the first Friday of the month is when we get the all-important, but especially critical right now, monthly unemployment report. And you might have noticed that the February report did not come out today. That's because the monthly jobs report is almost always released on the first Friday of the month. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on.
So what is the explanation for this econometric temporal anomaly?
It's a common misconception that the employment situation is released on the first Friday of the month.
Caitlin Harris is an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the employment situation is the title the Bureau gives the monthly jobs report. There is a reason for this common calendar misconception, says Betsy Stevenson, former chief economist at the Labor Department.
This is one of those things where we all have rules of thumb because they're just easier to remember. So the first Friday of the month is way easier to remember than the actual rule.
Which is, says Caitlin Harris,
the release is scheduled for the third Friday after the conclusion of the survey reference week.
That is the period when BLS statisticians are out in the field surveying Americans about their jobs, hours, and wages, gathering the data they crunch for the monthly jobs report. The reference week always includes the 12th of the month.
For February, that was...
a little mental math.
Sunday the 12th to Saturday the 18th. So three Fridays after that would be the 10th, which is why we're releasing next week and not today.
So does it really matter that by following its rules, this month BLS is releasing the all-important, closely watched jobs report a week later than most everyone expects? Here's Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
In the grand scheme of things, no big deal. I mean, it's a few days later than we typically would get it. In fact, hey, Mitchell, I'll tell you, one data report after the next that's been surprising and confusing. And so maybe we get a couple of days extra rest here. It might not be such a bad thing.
So rest up. You got another week till what could be another surprising, confusing jobs report. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.